Well, according to the headlines, the U.S. economy has never been better. Let me read just a few headlines from yesterday and today. And if you haven't seen these, go and Google them and you will find them on leading websites. Here's one of them. Stock market optimism highest in 32 years. Here's another one in all caps. I read this one. More records smashed. Here's another one. Jobless claims lowest since 1973. Here's one. Stock market 31% gain during Trump. Best since FDR. Here's another one. Value grows by $6.9 trillion and on and on. And there seems to be a euphoria, but what's strange is that in the midst of this, Congress can't agree on basic spending and their short-term focus. And I would say fostered primarily by the deep state established left, which seemed determined to derail genuine growth and genuine economic prosperity from returning to the average American. Now, to get a bit more insight on this, I want to bring back now William Parker. He's the CEO of Grandview Asset Management in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and also co-host of our Money Mission Friday emphasis. So, William, I want to bring you back in here now and ask you this question. Holdovers from the Obama era are claiming that economic growth being reported now, such as the headlines I just said, have nothing to do with Trump's economic policies, but this is all a result of growth created by Obama just now coming into maturity. Yet we also know that during the Obama years, the Federal Reserve and the Obama administration implemented what they called quantitative easing, which in simple terms is printing more money, and they lowered interest rates to near zero, which has negatively impacted all of our listeners. And they increased the national debt by trillions of dollars. I don't hardly see that that is a setup for a strengthening economy. But now President Trump has led the way with tax cuts and other major spending changes. So this is my question to you here right off. Is the growth we're seeing now with companies beginning to reinvest billions of dollars, are these evidences of low jobless claims and all that kind of thing, Bill, are we witnessing genuine economic growth based on authentically good economic policies, or is it a mirage like what the Obama administration leftovers are saying?
No, this has nothing to do with President Obama. He had basically stayed away from the stock market during his tenure as the president. President Trump has unwound over 800 regulations. He's had one of the major impacts on corporations and how they're taxed. As a matter of fact, Sam, two-thirds of the money that's going to be repatriated back to the United States is only tied up in about eight companies, and one of those companies is Apple. So the other seven shoes to repatriation of money coming back to the United States has yet to hit the market. That money has not come back to the United States with those other seven companies. So when you consider two-thirds of over $1 trillion sitting there waiting to come back to the United States and the impact that that's going to have on stock buybacks, dividend increases, bonuses, and so forth, we have yet to see the impact of what Donald Trump has done with the tax code. And not only that, unwinding regulations that were hampered businesses and farmers and people, everyday small businesses, to increase their business, to go out and hire more people. That's why you're seeing the unemployment levels so low. Businesses are hiring more people, and it's the lowest black unemployment rate ever in the history of the United States. So, President Trump, across the board, regardless of whether you're black, white, or red, whatever, it doesn't matter, this has impacted every American, at every, whether you're low income, middle income, or high income earner. This has impacted your 401k portfolio, has gone up tremendously if you've been invested in the stock market, and people have seen, I think, close to almost an $8 trillion increase since President Trump has been in office.